don't walk in here and stay here for some time unless there is already a good karma behind. There is something like the past that comes with us. My master unequivocally disturbs, spirituality is my responsibility as practice is your responsibility. So don't try to give excuses for practice, saying that master will do that practice. You better do that practice. He will take care of spirituality. Religion is really the signpost on the way to God realization, but you will have to pave the right way for yourself. Those of you who have seen a signpost must be thinking that the road also is neat afterwards. It need not necessarily be so if you have moved in the interior villages of India or the mountains where several holy places are marked, saying that you go, this is the way to Jabali Tirtham, this is the way to go to umpteen number of religious places are there in the Himalayas. You go this way, you get this, you go that way, you get that. And you walk about 15 miles, 20 miles, 25 miles, 30 miles on a rough terrain. You have to go. Signpost only tells you, if you go this way, you will get it. It does not assure you that the path is something that is clearly paved and then you can walk on. They're very much like our Indian roads. We should be happy about that. At least one thing on which we should grant we should acknowledge our indebtedness to the government is the bad roads that are there after the signposts. Because signposts will give you good roads elsewhere. In our country, we are fortunate fellows. We don't know where it will lead. Here he says, it's a signpost to God realization, but you will have to pave the right path yourself, right way yourself. It tells you this is wisdom to get out all these things. Beyond that, it serves no purpose. People who would like to cling to the signpost are welcome. Instead of moving on the path, if they would like to cling to the signpost, that is a good way of being religious. Go to certain some amount of humor also within this. It makes you lighter. Problems are so many with all humanity, and as such, as one remains attentive to a problem, it becomes a stumbling block for him. This is precisely a point that you should note. Problems are there for us, but why should we stick on to it all the time? The problem is not going to be solved by thinking about it here. And another place, again, kindly, some of you who search the books, kindly note, there is one statement, if you can spend, instead of thinking about the problem, if you can think about me at that time, the problem will be solved and your purpose also will be served. Why don't you do that, he says. We think about the problem. And he says, you think about me, the problem may get solved and you will also be bettering yourself. Why do you think about a problem which you cannot solve? I cannot tell you where exactly it is, but I have read that sentence. Disappointments make us cowards. That is true. Disappointments. If you got a problem and go on worrying about it, disappointed about it, it makes us cowards. That means it makes you go to the religion and then, oh God, grant me this. I will give you in turn this. You marry my daughter, I will marry you. To a concert that you got already. Again and again I will do that job. It doesn't matter much, on the same day somebody else is also marrying you, but I will marry you also. 100 people join together to marry the same person to the same concert in the same venue, and that is the joke of religion. Laugh at it if you can. If you can't laugh at it, keep quiet. But I laugh. I laugh at the whole thing. It's such a ridiculous proposition. I can't even think that such things can be accepted. I don't mind. I don't mind marrying his every day somebody, one person doing the marriage for one person. The same marriage is being performed by 100 people, 1000 people, and each one of them is vying with each other. Is it a big kalyanam or a small kalyanam? Or how can there be a big kalyanam or a small kalyanam? I don't know. I come from the temple town, so I am amused at the whole fun. For information, I have never performed one. I will never perform one because he is always happy. Let me not try to divorce him from his consort and then marry him again. He is a regular daily exercise, poor man. He is being denied his consort, and then somebody takes her out, and then see somebody brings her in and again takes her out. What is this fun every day?
Yes.
100 people pay and only one marriage, that is 100 people perform. So who is the kanya data? Who is the person who is doing this for this marriage? Nobody knows. So people who are highly devoted to Lord Venkateswara, even like me, may feel offended. But I have got better understanding of that way, that Venkateswara, than others. That's a matter that is not to be discussed now. But my point is simple, it's such a ridiculous exercise. Every day it's going on. And what is this big and small? We don't know. How can there be a big kalyanam and a small kalyanam for the same person at the same time? Same person at the same time. One is big and one is small. All that matters is the prasadam that I get. 10 laddus here and 20 laddus for somebody else. So we can have some fun with religion. They may get annoyed, but then amusement certain times makes some people annoyed. And it makes us cowards, I said. Babaji says it makes us cowards. Because the cowardice makes you think in terms of a solution which is not rational, which is not based on some principles of equity. You have done something wrong, you have got some problem, you better get out of it. No, I would like to go such and such temple. If I visit such and such temple, they say the problems that I have got will be lost. Going on with it. That is, I am there. Once I have given an appointment to you, once I said that I have accepted you as an Abhyasi, once I said that divinity will work through you, this divinity, divine flow is working behind you. Don't think that you are an incompetent person. Don't get into that state of saying that I am not able to do this, I am not able to do that. You will be in a position to do it. All that is required is a certain amount of will. In that case, there is no idea either of the past or the future. You need not worry about the past, which brings you all the problems of your life. This is karma phala that you are having. You need not worry about the future because that you are following my system. And you are not going to have those karmas. Neither the past is there, nor the future is there. And you are a person who is going to be free. Be like a tiger in the realm of God, and progress is assured. Cowards, he says, don't be cowards. If you yield to a particular thing, if you feel disappointment, you become cowards. Don't feel disappointed. You are appointed. You wanted that. You got it. Or divine wants it, therefore you got it. In either case, you accept it. Accept everything as divine gratitude. The main purpose of our mission is to install spirituality in place of prevailing non-spirituality. Pronouncing Master's message, awake, O sleepers, it is the hour of the dawn. I don't think it requires any further clarification. It's a very simple thing. Awake, O sleepers. We are sleeping for what? We are sleeping to the presence of the divinity that is expressing himself here. It is the hour of the dawn, the first few years of his life, which is going to extend to a millennium. It is the hour of the dawn still. And we had the courage to say the sun has already come. The institute has got that emblem to say, yes, here is a master. It is no more hour of the dawn for me, because 50 years is sufficiently long. We are facing the master. We are having him. It is now. There is no point in sleeping even after sun has risen up. Okay, it's hour of the dawn. If you don't get up, there's an appeal. But what right have we to sleep now when he has already come up? It is ignoring the presence of divinity of the master here that makes you sleep, that makes you slothful, that makes you disrespect his commandments. Every commandment has to be followed And if you don't follow it, please note there's a disrespect to the master. This disobedience to the master. The change, of course, cannot come overnight. The beast in us is not going to yield that easily. Our habits die hard. Our attachments are too much. Even if I want to get rid of somebody else, they don't want to get rid of us. I asked my father once, how would you summarize renunciation? Then he said, when you come to a stage, there comes a stage when you can say that I have nothing to do with the society, with all the people in and around. I got detached. We are perfectly renounced when they tend to neglect you totally. When your existence or otherwise is not a matter of consequence to others, then you are renounced. That was how he was telling me. So that particular attitude will take a long way. Even if you want to be out, others will always cling to you. They will try to pull you down all the time. Have they forgotten you as a useless fellow who will not hear? You seem to have your own way. Either they are condemned to follow you, or they will definitely condemn themselves by leaving us. It is left to them. But have you the determination? The aim will, however, certainly be achieved if its members work with love, patience, and cooperation. I can only appeal to you on his behalf, apart from what he has done, that let us have this. Love we should have for our master, patience with ourselves we should have first, and cooperation with others also are required. Patience is not so much with others. Many people think patience is with others. You must be patient to other people. Think, no, you ought to be patient with yourself. You know how wretched fellow you are every day, sinking back to the same position again and again. Don't give the task. Don't give up the task. Follow it. Repeat. Persevere. Persevere in the path. Develop the patience. So fortitude may be something connected with others, but patience is with ourselves. I need such persons who may shine out like the sun. People themselves will be attracted when they know that our method is correct. This is the appeal. This is the appeal of the master. He says, behave. Behave properly so that other people will get attracted to this path. You will be the persons who will help others. You will be serving others. One lion is better than 100 sheep. Because what is required is courage. Earlier he used the word tiger. Earlier to that he used the word coward. And now he uses the word lion, the king of animals. Most courageous one. And then he says, one lion is better than 100 sheep. But we should try it as human beings to do spiritual good to others. That is the logic he gives. People themselves will be attracted when they know that our method is correct. If you got to live like that, you got to be a lion. Why? To better others. What if they don't come? You are true. One lion is better than 100 sheep. But nothing wrong in trying to serve others. We should try as human beings to do spiritual good to others. This will enable many of the abhyasis and trainers who feel depressed often, saying that, sir, in spite of my telling several times, they don't come. He has put everything that I said in the deaf ear. I have wasted my time for 5 hours with him. I talked to him repeatedly, sir, about this. He doesn't want to follow. Don't lose your patience. Tell. It is only one line will come. Everybody will not come. But nothing wrong in telling about it. Go on telling. We should try as human beings to do spiritual good to others. As human beings. Oh Master, thou art the real goal of human life. Are we thinking in terms of human beings, this spiritual service? Are we getting oriented towards the service as a human being? Does your concept of human include that? Is your mind clear on this subject for you to meditate and know? Earnest labor on Master's way shall never go in vain. I'm sure our effort together here now has not gone in vain. It makes us rededicate ourselves to our path. Our craving of the soul is going to be fully satisfied. Have that confidence. Namaste. I've taken a lot of time. I can't help it. They have given such a topic to me. Now you must be hungry. The animal in us is behaving. Let it behave. Or misbehave. Or whatever it does.